Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days Our Lives in France. This is Carrie. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Dole. And hopefully, you know, there's no thunderstorms and my router doesn't go out again. Like in the past 2 weeks, holy, I swear, the thunderstorm never hits my house until 3 p.m. Eastern when Days is on. It happens every single time. It's weird. So anyway, so I had a blog offline on Friday, but the blog is up from Friday. So I'm going to list my tweets on Friday. Yeah, I just did a Word document and put it on the blog.
Oh.
You got to do what you got to do, you know.
That's right.
So anyway, the blog is divaduel.com. Facebook is Diva Days. It's the front page. The fan page is Diva Days for Lives. On the blog, there's an e-newsletter, which is free. You get one email a day with all the links to all the new postings. And what else is? Oh, there's a Google Plus page there. And you can also become a follower of the blog. All you need is a Gmail address, and you just click on Become a Follower. Let's see what else. Oh, Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us here, and you can also subscribe to our iTunes page, which is nice. And you can see, I think 210 shows we've done.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. I was looking at it the other day, I'm like, holy cow, we did that many. But yeah, 210. And you can follow Anna on Twitter. So hi, everybody. Anna?
Hello. Hello. Yeah, I'm at Kazi Hooch. So... follow me there. And,
I wanted to share a happy birthday to Sarah. Her
birthday
was on Wednesday.
Dreamer of Soap?
Yes, that Dreamer of Soap. She's probably still celebrating. And what else happened this week? Oh, the Hapkas. Follow at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter and be amused. Or repulsed, you know,
offended,
whichever.
Be both entertained and offended, or offended and,
yes.
And entertained, depending on the day. Oh, they're awesome.
So,
and there's also, Marianne's not going to be here tonight, but Marianne,
right.
That at Mama, M-A-M-A, _ Hooch, and Rose of the Briar, Rose isn't here tonight either, and she's at Rose of the Briar. And
mm-hmm.
Nicole's not here either, and hers is NICHOLLE 78 on Twitter. So.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep, and I accidentally scheduled the show for 15 minutes, so I just this would be a quickie. I changed
I usually
it though.
I usually don't have trouble talking fast, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. So, yeah, I just changed it, and hopefully that works. If not, we have 11 minutes to go. Basically, we could sum up the shows this week with awful Dannifer-ness. It was just bad. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my
basically,
gosh.
Nothing really happened this week. It was that bad.
Eric got laid, but, you know, not really the way we wanted him to.
Yeah, but he doesn't remember. And
I'm pretty disgusted that somebody finally got the collar off and he had to be drugged and it wasn't Nicole. That really pisses me off. I'm really, I hate Kristen more than I did before. I'm furious with her.
And not too much else really happened. There was stuff with, Wilson and the stuff with Sammy and EJ and all that Chad, Abby, Cameron thing. That was really it for the whole week. It only focused on about 5 storylines and I was finding them all pretty dull. So, but once you start to get the ball rolling with our Kate update.
Okay. Well, Kate, I think it was just on Monday, so
mm-hmm.
not much of an update there. But I think she talked to Gabby about some of the mistakes she's made in life and how, you know, she just needs letting it go. And, you know, Kate kind of opened up to her about her own love life and how she had married for money, she had married for, you know, attraction and different things, sometimes both at the same time, and, you know, had relationships with a lot of different people that, you know, and then she said something like, all I really wanted was a good man, and now
mm-hmm.
it might be too late. And so she's thinking of Ray. It was really sweet. And then later, she runs into Sammy at the hospital, and they're doing their usual, you know, tossing barbs. And then, like, basically Sammy threw it in her face. So, well, if it hadn't been for you spilling the beans to Stefano about Rafe, this never would have happened. So this is all your fault. And of course, Kate's always like, yeah, you always find a way to make it somebody else's fault. But then she kind of broke down, and there was, like, a real vulnerable Kate, and to the point where it was kind of funny. Did you see how Sammy almost put her hand on her shoulder? Like, she was going to comfort her, and then somebody, I think EJ or somebody, walked in. But basically, Kate, you know, I think Sammy realizes the extent of Kate's feelings now for Rafe. I think she really realizes that she loved him. And so, because Kate broke down and was just, like, I don't know, really emotional about the whole thing. And, you know, so I like that. I always love Cammy scenes, Kate and Sammy. I love those scenes anyway, no matter what. I just think they're great together. And Lauren and Allie clearly enjoy working with each other. They've, you know, said that before and stuff. And you can tell that they really enjoy each other. Their characters have so much history together. But Kate made some comment like, you know, after Sammy left, you know, Salem could use a couple of years with you behind bars, you know, give us a break or something for a couple of years. It'd be good for Salem or something like that. So I'm pretty sure what Amanda said a few weeks ago is probably the case. I'm sure Kate has that razor, and she's going to hold it, you know, hold it hostage. So, yeah. So anyway, that was about it. I mean, Kate had a few other scenes, but that was the main thing as far as Kate goes.
Yeah, and the spoiler came out not this coming week, but the week after Ray finally wakes up from the coma.
Good, finally.
Yeah, finally. I'm shocked.
Coma Summer 2013. That's what I was calling it for Rafe fans. Yeah, follow at Rafe fans if you enjoy Rafe and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
But something about Coma Summer 2013, because it's like, ugh. It's like, you know, they take one of the hottest love stories and everything on the show, and what do? They, like, put one of them in a coma for the entire summer. So it's like,
yeah.
You know, I'm all for angst, and I'm all for slowing stories down for a bit, and I know they can't focus on all the stories at the same time, so I get that they were backburnering it for a little bit so they could focus on some of this other stuff for a little bit, but the trade-off is Dannifer, who suck on so many levels, and you know, it's just frustrating when you've got a hot storyline like that, and then you're subjected to some of Dannifer and JJ's BS, and it's just like, really? Ugh. So, very frustrating for Rafe fans, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But and Daniel's hair, I might as well just say right now, what the heck is going on with his hair? I mean, it looks like somebody took a Greg Brady wig and put from the 70s and stuck it on his head. I mean, I'm sorry, because Sean's a nice-looking man. He's got a great physique. But that hair, I don't know what's going on there, but, yeah, something needs to change about that. I don't know. Just my
mm-hmm.
opinion.
Yeah, maybe he should get a shorter look. He hasn't really...
Well, he's a really good-looking guy. I mean, even if I can't stand Stevie Dr. Dan, I think Sean's a nice-looking man. But I think
mm-hmm.
he would look a lot better with a shorter cut or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he always looks dirty and kind of messy. And I don't know. Maybe that's the whole surfer vibe. I don't know. But I don't know. I just don't think it's very attractive on him like that. I don't know. Especially right now. I don't know what's going on with it right now, but that cut is just horrendous, in my opinion. Maybe some people like it, but I think it looks really strange. So anyway, my two cents there.
Marianne tweeted she wanted me to tell everybody hello from her. So.
Aw, hi Marianne.
Hi Marianne.
We miss you. The Danifer stuff, I have to be honest, I fast forward through like about 80% of their stuff. So I only catch things here and there. If other people are in the scene, I'll stop sometimes. Or, every so often I'll check in for a minute, but there's nothing about that storyline that attracts me. And I really could care less about JJ.
Yeah, I'm really shocked that certain sites are praising JJ. I mean, I don't get it. They're like, oh, well, he's saying things that the fans are thinking. Like, that's nice, yeah, but he's a drug dealer. You know, he's a loser. So
yeah.
It's hard for me to cheer for someone who's a loser.
There's nothing appealing about him. I think most people like his friend Rory better than they do him.
I do. Rory at least is kind of interesting and funny in a way.
Yeah.
But,
when he's stoned and stuff, he's kind of pretty funny. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I just think he's kind of a B-word. You know, I don't know. JJ's just kind of a... I don't know. There's just nothing to like about him. I don't find him redeeming in any, I don't find any really redeeming qualities in him when you think about it. And maybe a more seasoned actor could take that character and sort of create some redeemable, characteristics or aspects to him, but I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And the thing is, too, when he's, trying to be nice, he's flat out acting. He's not being sincere. He's just, playing everybody. So the thing is too, and he's making Jennifer more unlikable because she just has no clue how to deal with him. She's completely enabling him, his bad behavior. And the kid wants his mom. And he's annoyed she's with another guy, and he's acting out to get her attention. And maybe she kind of gets it now this week. I don't know. But we'll have to go through what JJ did. But it's just not interesting. But the thing is, too, I can see the storyline looking at my neighbor's house. There's this same thing going on there. You know, kid misbehaves, parents ignore it because they don't want to deal. That's just... It's not an interesting storyline, and it doesn't turn out well. And it feeds to jail and babies. That's what it leads to, seriously.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
So what happened with JJ, he was shoplifting with some friends, and then his friend decided he was going to get the rich people by destroying the Horton tree, and then JJ tried to get him to stop, and he spilled his drink on the... Holy shit, they really are going to cut us off in 90 seconds. Call in at 914-338-1239 if you want to listen to the rest of the show. I thought I fixed it in time, but I guess we'll see. Holy cow. Anyway.
At least it's not during an interview. That would be funny.
Oh, that would not be cool. That was an interview. I'm hitting refresh again to see if that helps. No, that's not helping. Yeah, everybody's going to have to call in 914-338-1239. 1239.
Because the podcast will end in a few seconds?
Yeah, it's going to end in 51 seconds. Oh, my
okay.
God. Well, that's a really quick show.
They could listen to it on iTunes, too, later.
Yeah. So JJ got arrested, and then he lied to Jennifer and told her it was just he was trying to protect a tree, and the cops told him, later, he was caught shoplifting $100 worth of stuff. So she's really mad at him, and she grounded him to his room. But that was about it. She really didn't do too much to him so far. And then he caught Jennifer and Daniel kissing outside. And JJ said something. He was going to use Daniel for something in the future. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what he uses Daniel for.
Well, maybe I'll find him. You know what? Actually, since I can't stand Daniel, maybe I should have a whole frame of reference change on this thing and start reading for JJ. You know, I really hadn't looked at it that way, but yeah, maybe I will because, you know, let him stick it to Dr. Dan. it might actually be entertaining. So, I hadn't really looked at it that way, but I think I might start looking at it like that.
We have a caller. Let me grab her.
Okay.
Hi, 407?
Miss Amy?
Hello.
Hi, hello. How are you doing?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
You called in. Great, great. How's it going in Florida?
It's wonderful. It's hot in Florida, and it's muggy in Florida, but otherwise, great.
Is Bob also hot and muggy tonight in Florida?
Of course. Bob's hot and muggy every night.
What are you keeping up
hot
to?
Every night.
Oh, yeah. Bob is hot every night and every day, too.
They're going to change the name of the Kardashian West baby to Bob Hapko West.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that will happen.
Bob loves the Kardashians.
Yeah, we know. I'm amazed he hasn't been blocked.
I mean, he follows her everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So what have you two been up to?
Oh, not much. We're getting ready to go on vacation this next week.
Oh, nice. Where are you headed?
Nashville.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to Nashville, spend a few days there, and 4th of July at my brother's, and some time away from hot, muggy Florida.
Yes, yes. Well, nice. Well, good. Yeah. So, so you guys have been keeping out of trouble then, or no? I guess that's sort of a rhetorical question.
Well, we try, but sometimes it's just, you know, it just doesn't happen. As hard as we try, it just doesn't happen, especially for Bob. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Bob, he pretty much can't help himself.
Yeah, his middle name is Trouble.
Exactly.
You know.
But that's why we love him, though, right?
That's right. Exactly. He keeps everybody laughing and in stitches.
Exactly. we love a shit stir around here.
I call him a shit stir all the time.
See?
Hang on, I'll let him say hi to you. Hang on.
Good evening, ladies.
Hey,
wow.
Bob. What's up?
How are you?
Good.
Not much.
Good.
What you doing? What's going on?
Let's see. Yeah, doing the show.
Yeah, what's happening on days lately?
Well, not a whole lot. You haven't missed much lately.
They still got Wraith going on.
Well,
he's in a coma.
They put Wraith in a coma for the summer. So poor Kane is by his bedside, and it's like,
stuff
you know.
Stuff going to cut his wanker off or something, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So Sammy shot him. but unfortunately they took one of the hottest new pairings, and they put him on ice for the summer. So it's kind of deflated a few of us here, you know, that aren't too happy about that.
Pretty typical, ain't it?
Exactly. Yep, that would be Dave's home of missed opportunities. So, or what did I used to say? Where opportunities go, or where I don't know. I used to have a saying about go to die or something like that. I don't know. But so yeah, so you're not missing much from that standpoint. But
yeah, I think the writers just get off on frustrating their viewers or something. It's like every time they get something good going, they kill it.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, because, you know, and there are some weeks when Days is really good, surprisingly. It really is. And especially like May and early June, there was some good stuff. There was some good stuff, but it's like they get going for a while, but then it's like I think about it, it's kind of like, you know, the kid who's playing basketball and he steals the ball and he's like, oh, yeah, I got to go to the other end of the court, and he's, okay, I got an easy layup here. All the pressure's on me. I'm going to do this. And then gets to the other end of the court and doesn't know what to do. You know, it's like, okay, we got all excited, and then no points were scored. So I think that describes
kinda,
days
kind
of
anticlimactic.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, it's a little frustrating. And, seems like Galen's pretty frustrated, too. He's gotten in trouble a few times for tweeting some things that weren't particularly positive. So,
I can't blame him. I mean, this coma thing, every time they keep putting people in comas, like, forever.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I remember when they had Nadia was in a coma a few years ago, and it seemed like she was in there for 6 months.
I know. Well, you know, and it was probably more like 6 or 8 weeks, but that was a long darn time, exactly.
Oh, sure.
So I don't get it at all. But anyway, the Wilson and Son, I mean, the Wilson stuff is cute. The Sonny, you know, Gabby's moved in with Nick and, I mean, Gabby's moved in with Sonny and Will, and they're all raising the baby together. So that's kind of cute.
Oh,
that's kind of sweet. But sure, y'all have something to say about that, Mom. but anyway, the baby's super cute. I will say this: they cast a really cute set of twins there for the baby girl. So, not a whole lot else. I mean, were you a Danifer fan at all?
not really. I bust the chops of a few people on Twitter about Danifer, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
One girl in particular was crazy about Dan Lowe.
I just like
the ruffle feathers.
Yeah, so you had to like stick her a few times. Yeah. I hear that. But I don't know. Of course.
Hey, we watched the daytime Emmys. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, it was nice to see Chandler win. And Days, I mean, we were shocked that Days won. I was like, wow.
I know it. I was happy for him. Happy for Chandler, too.
Yeah.
I saw Lauren. She looked great.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She looked awesome. She's so beautiful. She actually left early, missed getting to go on stage for the Emmy.
Get out of town.
Oh.
Yeah, but she wasn't on stage. Yeah, poor thing. So
that sucks.
We were looking for her. We were like, where is she? We knew she was there. Like, where is she on stage? So, yeah, that's kind of like, you know, you're at the NBA Finals. You're like, yeah, our team sucks. Is down by 20. They're not going to win. You leave. You get in the parking lot. You turn on the radio. You sound like, wait a minute, they just scored 23 points. What just happened? So, that was a bummer. I would have loved to have seen her up on stage with everybody, but, you know, they had an early call the next morning, I think. So, anyway. That was exciting for Dave. It would have been nice to see Peggy McKay win another, you know, win an Emmy for this. But, she's won an Emmy, a nighttime Emmy before. I don't know if she's won for Days before, but
yeah,
nice
she's won for
her
Days.
Win. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
she it would have been nice for her to win, but yeah, it was a nice gathering, and you know, excited for Days. So, yep.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll have
good deal.
To. So I understand you're headed to Nashville and spending some time out of town.
Yeah, we're going to take a little side trip to Memphis and go to Graceland, too. I've never been, so check that out.
I went when I was a teenager. No, I've been, yeah? I've been there once. Yeah. Yeah, it was, it was interesting. Yeah. I mean, we didn't get to go in. I mean, I don't know. They probably have tours inside. I don't know. But back then,
yeah.
We just stood outside. You know, we just stood outside the gates and looked in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those things that's nice to do once in your lifetime. Just, you know, you might as well, you know.
Exactly.
Experience it. So, but did you say they do have tours now?
Yeah, we're doing a tour. There's a tour of the house, and then he's got two airplanes that you get to go in, and a bunch of other stuff too.
Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah, this should be fun. We're just gonna
hit
that, stop and get some Memphis barbecue, and then head
back
to Nashville.
So your challenge is to tweet a picture of you in the jungle room. Roar.
If I get
tweet
in there, I
roar.
Will. Okay. Should I be eating a peanut butter banana sandwich or anything?
You know, you can eat whatever you want in there. I just want a picture of this. I just want a picture of you in the jungle, you and Amy in the jungle room, or some combination. So if they allow pictures, if not, then you need to have one outside.
I'll see
all
what
right?
I can do.
So we'll be looking for that.
Okay. All right, I'm give it back to Amy here for a second.
All right. Well, thanks for
back.
Calling. Okay.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mom.
Have fun.
All right.
Hey, ladies.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, so
what
did
time
you hear
did
my
show
ch-
get over with?
It might be really early. The show sucked this week. We don't have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Did you hear my challenge? What's that?
What room did you say them?
The jungle room. Yeah. I think there was a jungle room at Graceland.
Oh. See, I'm not an Elvis fan. I never was.
Yeah.
So I don't know too much about him.
I think it was called the jungle room or something like that. I'll have to check that. But yeah, it would be cool if he tweeted a picture of you know, one or both of you. Like it's somewhere in Graceland. I mean, if you can't do it in one of the rooms, that would be fun. I think it would be fun to see.
Yeah,
that,
we can do
so.
That.
Awesome. We'll be watching for that.
I'll get you a picture of. I'm gonna try to get Bob up singing karaoke when we get into the downtown Nashville.
All right.
There's a whole group of us gonna go out one night, and I'm gonna try to get him up singing. So I'll take a video. Put that out there, too.
Oh, please do. I'm pretty sure Carrie would put that on the blog.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
that sounds like a definite blog post to me. Awesome.
And that would,
okay.
That would bring your ratings up. Bob sings the tunes.
Yes, it would. It would. We would love that. No, definitely. Okay, we will be watching for that one. Definitely.
Okay, well.
Well, you guys
have a great trip. Thank you. We'll be in Memphis next Friday, so hopefully I can have something to you for your show on Saturday.
Awesome.
Ooh,
well,
great.
Thank you. Well, you guys have a lot of fun and a safe trip.
Thank you.
Take care.
You have a wonderful day. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Amy.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, cool.
Aww. I'm so glad I heard from them. Oh, that's going to be hilarious. Oh, that is... so good to be hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, make sure follow at Bob Hafka, at Amy Hafka, if you want to see their trip to Nashville.
Yes. I'm going to put that on my iPhone for next Friday to watch out. So, yeah, wouldn't that be a great post of Bob singing karaoke on your blog? That would be so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a feeling that would get a lot of hits. Oh, that's so neat. I'm so glad to hear from them. Love them to death. That's awesome. So, yeah, and then you're going out of town, aren't you?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. You have any skin left on your thumb after your many accidents?
The working part of my thumb, yes. It's the part of the thumb near the hand where I... scraped off all the skin with my orbital sander. So, so a lot of paperwork for Anna. A lot of OSHA paperwork.
Yeah, I always get screwed, don't I? Can't we go one day without an accident? You know, I'm just like,
I put all week.
I put a, on the OSHA, you know, flyer, I'm just going to put 0 days since the last accident. I'm just going to go ahead and put the 0 in Sharpie because there's really no point in me trying to update that every day, and it's really, it's actually a pain to do anyway. So then I'm just going to put 0 because we know inevitably something's going to happen every day. So, but, you know, I'm really trying to get the federal government to automate things a little bit more because I'm really, really getting tired of this OSHA homework. I mean, paperwork. So, yeah, I mean, you would think, I mean, the file they must have on you at OSHA is like, I don't even want to think about it. But if anyone needs any help on their OSHA paperwork, I can probably help them out because I've probably had to report every kind of injury known to man, you know, since I've, you know, been doing the OSHA paperwork for the Diva Duel, you know. So I'm certainly an expert on it. But so if anyone has any questions, give me a call or call in.
But you're lucky because it's raining so much I haven't been working that much. I have to sand the trim outside. I don't sand it in the house. That'd be a big flip of the mouth. It will be thunderstorms, and I guess they're not. The storms aren't going to stop till Tuesday. So you know, you can take Sunday and Monday off.
Okay, good. I can rest.
Yeah.
Please try not to do anything on the 4th of July. I would like to have that day also to be able to kind of not think about
that's
OSHA paperwork.
Thursday.
That'd be nice.
I think
that's only fair.
I might go to the local lake on Thursday. So I think you'll be all right.
Chad and Abby, I was going to say something about Chad and
Abby. Go ahead.
I think they're kind of cute. I mean, I know Casey's leaving now. So again, we find out, you know, he's leaving. So we really don't want to invest in the story. But I don't know. I'm really kind of liking it. I mean, because I don't really think Cameron and Abby, I mean, like we've said before, love the original Cameron. And I have nothing against the actor that's playing Cameron now. He's adorable. But I just don't think there's any chemistry between the two of them. So I don't know if it's because I don't see any chemistry with Cameron and Abby right now that I find Chad and Abby more interesting, or if it's because they actually do have more of a spark now. But I just have been finding their scenes really sweet lately and really cute. So, I don't know. I kind of like them. So, anyway, so that's my 2 cents on Chad and Abby.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cute that Chad's going around all over town getting relationship advice. He stops off at Sunny and Will's and talking to them. Goes over and talks to EJ. You know, poor guy. He needs some advice. Oh, and have I mentioned how much I hate Kristen for doing that to Eric? Not to mention any other reasons I might hate her, but
it's just another thing to the list.
Yeah,
Chad and Abby, I was finally ready to ship them for the first time ever. Then you find out Casey's already left the building, so what the heck's the point? Now it's like, well, it's a waste of my time.
I know.
Yeah,
even
if they play
in
a great cast, why should
really
I care? Yeah.
I know, they're really selling it this time. That's so frustrating. Oof. So I don't know. I wonder if they'll recast or if they'll, I don't know.
Well, the casting call sounded, as soon as that came out, we thought that was going to be for Chad.
Sure.
Because they wanted someone really tall.
Yeah, maybe they are really, maybe they have recasted him then. I don't know.
Yeah,
this week.
Well, this week they were in shutdown, and next week they're in shutdown. I think Casey worked the last day the studio was open. So whoever's starting, if they're going to play Chad in another week, that's November's week.
Oh, wow.
I still can't believe they're that far ahead.
It's crazy. I don't get it.
Yep.
So,
that was funny. I mean, I actually like Chad's approach. He's just like, you know what, Abby? You know, I want to get back together with you. I mean, he's not playing games. He's not being manipulative. He's not drugging her and trying to sex with her. No, he's just saying, hey, I want you back. I think that's
I think they're really sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
And Chris Cameron's not too happy about it.
No.
And then he basically accused Abby of kind of ping-ponging between Chad and Cameron, but she doesn't like it.
Yeah, so she doesn't have to
incident with anybody.
With somebody. Like,
yeah. Which,
it's not that issue, Cameron, bottom line.
I mean, you know, she saw him strip, and that still wasn't enough to, you know, inspire her.
I mean, he's got a hot body, he's got to admit. But, and then where is Vargas? I'm getting
first
know. Oh, my God.
I didn't see him for the spoilers for this week, either. As far as
we
know,
really
he's on through August.
It's really, really getting annoying.
He just on one time the time
August
of
is the
June.
Hottest thing to happen to Dave in a long time, aside from Kate and Rafe. He is one of the hottest newcomers and most interesting characters, multi-layered characters they've created in a long time, and they're not even using him right now. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
It really is, and not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I actually fast-forward through the scenes to see, is it going to be a Vargas episode? Nope, not going to be Vargas. So frustrating. So I'm hoping he's on again soon. I mean, Sean Douglas is, not only is he just precious and wonderful, but he's such a hot commodity. I mean, he could just do so many things on Days. They need to snatch him up. If you're listening, Days, snatch him up and make him bring him on contract because he rocks. You can follow him at, isn't it the Sean, S-E-A-N underscore Douglas?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Sean underscore Douglas. Yeah, and follow
there's
him
also
on
team. There's also at Team Sean Douglas. If anybody wants to follow that.
Oh yeah. So definitely, he's really. Somebody texted me I was actually Sherry texted me a picture of a hot Sean Douglas this morning. Like, woo!
No.
I found it on a site somewhere. I was like, oh my gosh, that's a hot picture. So,
and he didn't send it to me.
I know. I need to send it to you so you can put it on the blog. I'll text it to you and you can put it on the blog. It's really, it was delicious.
Well, you have
he's
to email
fine,
it to me.
He's a fine specimen. What's that?
Yeah, you have to email it to me. You know, I can't do anything with my phone.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay. I'll email it to you. Yep. He's fine. And, I mean, on top of that, he can actually act. He's a really talented actor. And that was clear from the beginning, like basically from day one. You could tell he was making so much more of that character than they were even writing for him that he could do just about anything. He can do comedy. He can do drama. He can do, you know, just so multi-gray. He's great as a gray character because he has that Mike Delfino from Desperate Housewives vibe to me, kind of the, you know, manly man but sensitive to kind of guy, you know. I don't know, you know who I'm talking about, the one that was married to Terry Hatcher on the Desperate Housewives? He kind of has that kind of vibe to me, that character.
Think he's like Sawyer. I think he's Sawyer from Lost, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think he's a con man. Which we don't know why he was in prison. But I don't think it was anything violent. I think he was a con man. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, he could so, like, have half of Salem upside down. You know what I mean? I mean, he's so good. He's just such a great actor that character could go far, do a lot of things, and always keep people wondering, keep people on their toes. And there's a lot of mileage left for Vargas. So I hope Dave is listening and they keep him on and put him on contract because he is really a catch. You don't find many actors like that that just are like, you know, kind of come on as guest roles or, you know, sort of smaller roles or whatever, pivotal, but smaller roles. You don't find many people like that that make that kind of an impact right away, you know, and it's continued. You know, every time he's on screen, I stop and I want to watch, you know, I might be fast-forwarding. When I get to a Vargas scene, I'm like, oops, got to stop.
Well, Marcus still didn't get credit for saving Will and Nick and Gabby.
He was the one who told Hope. Working on the dock. Yeah. So, he definitely needs to get some credit for that. Sure.
Okay.
I didn't think of much else.
Oh, there's a lot of Adrian this week.
You know what? I'm finding her annoying. I mean, I love Judy Evans, but I'm finding Adrian really annoying these days. It's clear she's coming in to play the, contrarian or whatever. I don't know. It's clear she's coming in to be the, opposition to everything. But I just find it annoying,
Yeah, I mean, I guess your point, too, I wouldn't be happy if my kid kind of had Sammy as a sort of mother-in-law type person. I mean, that would scare the back crap out of me, too. But,
I can understand that, but
it's just annoying. Yeah, it just... you kind of get her point. So it's nice to see her, though. She was on most of the week. She was.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
She is probably the easiest and best crier on days. She was complaining to Justin. She wants him to drop Sammy's case. He won't do it. And he says to her, he said that she's obsessed with Sammy and Will. And he's like, don't you remember when you were Sonny's age and what all you went through for the two of us to get together? And she immediately starts tearing up.
Oh, wow.
It was so sweet. And she's like, yeah. Justin and Adrian have been married and divorced 3 times. And Justin had a baby with another woman. And so, yeah. Adrian really can't. The thing with Adrian before, she kind of thought she wasn't good enough for Justin in a way, too, but her family background. And it was, Victor being your uncle-in-law, whatever you want to call it. So, oh my gosh, I have to tell you this. Jen in the chat room said, maybe put Jen with Marcus. Now, that's a pairing I would veto. No, he can't make Jennifer bearable at this point. What do you think, Anna? Jen and Vargas? Jargas?
No. You don't want to ruin him. No. No, I could totally see Hope and Vargas or Kate and Vargas. Possibly.
Yes.
I'd love to see a Hope, Kate, Hope, Vargas, Kate, Rafe quad. That would be interesting. That would be very interesting, I think. I don't know, this whole PT thing that's coming in, who knows. But I really hope that they, that when he comes out of the coma, that he's going to be, gravitating towards Kate again and everything. But, these writers are so messed up. I love the... Some of the script writers are great, like the Cooltons and stuff, but I love angst for my couple. If somebody's totally happy, then they're boring and it's sure that they're going to be, short-lived. So I'm fine with ups and downs of the story. I'm fine with interlopers. I'm fine with drama and all that because that's why we watch the show, So I'm fine with all that, but this 2 or 3 month stretch of coma business is just like ridiculous. So I don't know. That's really annoying me. And Rafe, maybe Rafe's character did need a rest, but why didn't they give him a rest while he was with Sammy when it was boring? At least I thought it was boring then. With Kate, at least it's interesting and it spiced him up a lot, Gave him a whole different fan base and brought in more people that really like him, with her. And, they're fun to watch. And so I understand there's ups and downs, and I'm fine with that. But to shut a character down like that, even if they just need to rest it because they've got other stories they're focusing on, it's just a shame. Because, and granted, Galen's gotten a lot of screen time over the years. He's been one of the main characters on almost every day for a long time. So I'm you know, okay with the concept of occasionally resting someone, but it's just the way they did it, it's taken all the gusto out of the story. And it just, that's so frustrating, you know, for people who've really been into that story. It's not that I've given up hope, but it's just frustrating. You know, I mean, they don't have to be in bed every day. We don't have to see that every day. They don't have to be on every day together. But it's still nice to be able to have some continuity of story. And then when they put somebody in a coma and then they hardly even have them on in the coma, that's like, okay, what were you thinking, Days? Come on. I mean, because they had a huge positive reaction to that pairing. So why wouldn't you capitalize on that? I don't get it. I just don't. Very frustrating. So, yeah, so I'll get off my soapbox now, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's going to get amnesia again. Is that what everybody's thinking?
Oh, I don't know.
He's already had amnesia once.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
But I was thinking that this is so bad. He has amnesia, but remembers he's still with Kate. If he's bad in bed, would Kate think about dumping him like Sammy was thinking about dumping Rafe too because he was bad in bed?
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think either Rafe 1 or Kate have that problem. They seemed pretty compatible, if you get my drift. So, yeah, it's just frustrating. You know, I mean, I know we can't all have our way all the time, and I get that stories wax and wane and stuff, but it seems like the show's just, like, sabotaging the story, which is frustrating. Because there were so many people who were following them, and it's like following that story, and it's like all of a sudden it's just like they're never on, or he's never on, and when he is, he's in a coma. Only so much you can do with that.
So, anyway. Wouldn't it be nice if, like, he woke him up with a kiss or something?
What?
Would it be nice if Kate woke up with Rafe with a kiss?
Well, yeah, I've been saying that for a long time. Work your magic, Kate. Come on. Come on, girl. I think she even said something like, in one scene, she said, I wish I could just kiss you and something like, and that would be enough to bring you back. I'm like, why don't you give it a try, Kate? Come on, do it. It's TV. It might happen. So, let's see. Stefano's out of town. So,
I was going to say, Brady and Nicole decided to go back to being friends. So that lasted. Brick hole lasted a whole 12 hours.
Oh. Well, now that she's got Eric all messed up, she's like realizes she loves him probably.
Yeah, and I think they both realize she wants to be with Eric. And I think Brady admitted that he's probably still on the rebound. But the thing is, though, too, Kristen seems to be totally over Brady, which kind of cracks me up. She's supposed to be the obsessive one. So,
yeah
but she found the key ring he gave her, and she threw it in the garbage. So every time she finds a gift from Brady, she tosses it in the can. So that kind of cracks me. Yeah. So. And Nicole, after all that with Eric, we have to talk about how with Eric. Yeah, he was in the hospital bed, and Kristen left him, and he's not doing too well. She has Nicole outside the door. You think she busted in and caught them in bed together, but turns out she actually busted in someone else's room. But apparently everybody is having sex in this hotel with the doors unlocked.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
99% of the hotels in the world have, like, automatic doors. Shutting mechanisms that automatically lock, but, you know, in this world, you know, in Salem and surrounding areas, including the capital city, whatever it might be, the doors apparently aren't locked in the hotel room. So.
Nicole finds Eric, and he's pretty bad off, and she eventually gets him to the hospital. And then Kristen got detained in the lobby. The one guy thought she didn't pay for her room, and then the other employee said, oh, yeah, she paid. And then at the hospital, Nicole calls up the Department of Education guy and says, and she pretends to be an investigative reporter and saying that she has, like, dirt on him, and he decides to grant the school. So everybody finds out, I guess it's on the radio and on Twitter and everything else, and Eric finds out, but he doesn't find out Nicole did it. So he just said God works in mysterious ways. And let's see what else was there. Oh, we had some Anne this week, so we can't have Burgess, we can have some Anne. She was giving Daniel a hard time. She found out about JJ getting arrested, and she just thought that was hilarious. Especially it was since Daniel didn't know. But then he threatened to get her censured. And I don't know exactly what her job title is, but I don't think he is her boss. So
who?
I really didn't. Daniel, he threatened her. He threatened Dan to get her fired. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. They only think they even work in the same department, so I'm not sure how that works out. Oh, and the big cliffhanger from Friday was Sammy was walking to the square, and they're having a public service for Bernardi. And Mrs. Bernardi sees her and goes running after her. And it's like, oh, I need to talk to you. So that was the big cliffhanger for Friday, which is kind of a, yeah, yippee. Even though she's good, it's just, you know, not worth really watching. EJ had a candlelight dinner for her. And that's the one that Galen tweeted about and kind of got in trouble for. I thought it was funny, but some people kind of don't get Galen's sense of humor. Did you see his tweet about that?
About what?
At NBC Days tweeted about EJ and Sammy having a candle at dinner, and he tweeted back to them, oh, that's so nice, or something like that.
Oh, how funny.
I know, you know how people.
Galen's really funny, and he's also a shit stirrer. And mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because people take him seriously way more than they probably should because he's pretty funny. But, yeah, I didn't see that. That's funny.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know. I feel bad for him because, I depends on what side of the fence you are. Some people just don't like race, they take it out on Galen, and so they think Galen's being a jerk by tweeting that. And everybody else is like, oh, that's just Galen, you know, get over it. He's just being funny. So, and Jason tweeted me, he said, hey, remember when I said how will Chad feel about things? Sure enough, I think it was Friday, EG told him maybe too much. Yeah, there was a Chad, scene with EJ, and basically they were talking about
the
whole Bernardi thing. Yeah,
yeah,
it was nice. And EJ actually told Justin afterwards he thinks Chad's smarter than he thought he was. I guess that's a compliment from EJ. So
yeah, I thought that was those were good scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Not it. Oh, there was Lucas though, and he did have a thing with the baby, so that was nice.
Yeah.
I still don't think Roman hasn't seen the baby yet, but Lucas has seen it.
Oh,
so great grandpa.
Was there.
Yeah, but you know, one thing I do like about the month of June, since it's over now, so we did see more Adrian and Justin. We did see more Abe. And Roman, and usually these people you just don't see that often. Caroline was on more often. So I think that was all a good thing. But, oh, and Marlena said that John left town. So I'm not sure if this is the beginning of Drake's disappearance from the show. Or you think it is?
I think his last tape day for a while was March 18th. So.
Yeah.
So it's about 3 months since then. So, yeah. A little bit 3 months.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a bizarre ending. Like, oh, well, yeah, he just left town.
Anyway,
he came up with something better.
That story was really anticlimactic, too. That was really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, build up for all those months, and it was just like, went.
So, I don't have anything else on the list. Can you think of anything else that happened this week or anything that's coming up?
Nope, I can't think of anything.
Hopefully by this time next week we should have an interview announcement. So that's
Special interview. Yep.
So that should be a lot of fun. We're just waiting for a date. So
Okay.
It's been a long dry spell. But the thing is, though, too, I feel like I'm so busy, and I know you're super, super busy. You kind of don't mind not having an interview. You know what I mean? I mean, they're always fun and all that.
They're a blast when we have them. But they usually come in groups, too. But hey, we're thankful to have them. It's just, it's been a little crazy lately for both of us. So, probably all of us, really. So, crazy summer.
Yeah, next month's going to be. Yeah. Yep, the next one's going to be crazier for me. But it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So, lots of fun things planned for July. And I'm trying to keep the damn cat off my kitchen table.
Uh-oh.
He sees a fly, he has to get it. This is Hunter. He sees a little fly, and I thought the great thing about having kittens, if there's any type of insect in your house, it'll be dead.
Yes, very true.
Because they try to eat everything that moves.
Yes, very true.
He did eat something today. I don't even know what the heck it was, but he ate a bug off the kitchen floor. So, I didn't even wonder what he, we all wonder why he throws up so much. I don't know, it might be the bugs.
That could be, yeah.
Okay.
On
that pleasant note, on that non-crusty note, Miranda, listening.
Crusty. Hey, Miranda. Thanks a lot for all that.
Hi, Miranda. Sorry I screwed up.
That's all Miranda's fault.
Yeah. I mean, she kept that thing going for a whole week.
I know. You should never challenge us. Because we will make something stretch. We will stretch something. We had fun. It was fun.
To find something new to run into the ground for the week.
That's right. Yeah, we need a new topic now.
Jen came up with one this week.
Old strippers are out. We need a new topic now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, good deal.
Yep.
All right, well, bye to everybody.
I promise next week I will schedule it for longer than 15 minutes. I can't believe it wouldn't let me fix it, though. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Okay.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.